have a lot of support. Updating.
You're
tennis.
Listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
And we're talking about friends on Facebook and their parents.
Well, who doesn't love a social media dilemma, right? Because this is pretty much everyone's on social media now.
I'd say at least every 2 weeks we have one.
Well, this is interesting because it's funny because I have had a good friend of mine. I've been friends with my mate for about 11 years, but really close. I was basically, they didn't do traditional best men at their wedding, but I was asked to do a speech. I was the only friend, me and another friend, two of us together. We did a speech at their wedding. So I feel like we were sort of the best men in that space, right? Yeah, so really close with them. And, you know, I've known their parents for a long time as well. I haven't spent a long time with his parents, of course. Like, it's just like when I go and see him and like the parents happen to be staying with him, or if they're around, or it's like a birthday milestone or something, they're there and they're lovely. We get on pretty well. It's all good. Anyway, recently, his mom added me on LinkedIn and also Facebook. And I thought, oh, okay, that's interesting. I don't know if I should add her back. And then now his dad has also added me on Facebook. Now, it's funny because I spoke to his mum a fair bit, but his dad's pretty quiet, keeps to himself and stuff like that. So I'm sort of wondering, like, what is actually going on in terms of the parents adding me on social media? I'm thinking, do I accept their request? I do post a lot of stuff on Facebook, nothing too untoward or anything, but I sometimes share some, like, really gay stuff, you know, like LGBT stuff and, like, I don't know, pictures of me being tagged at a dance party with my shirt off comes up every now and then, like things like that, you know. I just think,
yeah, I've had the occasional Instagram rolling through the feed and there you are topless and was like, whoa.
I mean, is this something I should be concerned about? Nah. I wondered what my question really is there like some sort of etiquette with my friend? Like, should I be like, hey, you know, like your mum added me on Facebook, what should I do? Are you cool if I accept? Like, do you think I should? How do you want me to handle it? You know what I mean? Because it is a different generation and I don't want to be tagging my friend in like a really inappropriate meme or something and be like, hey, this is great. And then the mum's like, oh no, you shouldn't have. You know what I mean? Like, what's the roles?
You don't want to tag them in like a fisting meme and then the mum's like, wait, what? I definitely think you should just have a chat with your friend and say, hey, you cool with this? Because I think I would be weirded out if my mum became friends with any of my friends without me knowing that they had like a really good relationship. So I know that my mum is friends with a couple of my really close friends, but that's because my mum is that kind of mum where they all come around and she's
a cool mum.
Well, dare I say, yeah, she's like part of the group. Like, she hangs out with, yeah, like if we have like drinks, mum comes along and meets all my friends. Like, she's always been very chill. But I was like, oh, I don't really have this situation that you're having. But then I realized I do. I have people on here. And one of them was a similar situation where I wasn't really best man at someone's wedding, but I helped her like get ready, get everything organized. Close. I helped her with planning. We were close. And like, I helped take care of her because she's actually from the States and she has no family here in Australia. So her family came over from the States. And when they met me, they were all like, we're so glad there's someone here in Australia taking care of her. You're like family here in Australia. For me and Rowan. And then because of that, she added us on Facebook.
Right.
And I realized I've not really changed how I interact at all.
But I guess if you're international as well, they want to sort of have you on there because if something happens to their daughter,
yeah,
they've got another connection over here with her they can talk to and kind of check in, yeah, on things.
And she likes things occasionally, but to be honest, I'm not too... I don't do too much on my Facebook. I don't think that's out of the norm.
Tell us, should I add my friend's parents on Facebook? Is there some sort of thing I should do to make sure this is acceptable behaviour first?
Monday is here.
But don't worry, Luke, Rach and Cam are here to make those working week blues go away.
It's Big Breakfast.
The wonderful Rach has had to leave the studio.
She fled.
She was crying.
Yeah. She just grabbed all her belongings and she just ran out the door.
Lots of tears, mascara running down her face.
She also just pushed Kate for no reason.
She actually slammed Kate's head into the desk. It was quite dramatic.
Oh, my God.
But Rachel had to run off for a work thing a bit quicker than usual. But that's okay because we're talking about parents on social media and whether or not it's acceptable behaviour to I guess, add them? Or also, you know, in terms of, you know, is there a rule? Should I ask my friend first? Is it okay for your mum to be on my Facebook? Because I am concerned. Like, what if she sees some, like, super gay stuff? And yeah. It's like, well, what is that?
And we've had a message in from Nurse James who says, be your authentic self, Luke. What does your heart tell you?
And he said we're all grown-ups, which is true, but some grown-ups are worse than children. So I sort of think, well, you know.
Well, the question is, what does your heart tell you? What does your heart tell you?
I'll probably add them. But yeah. I sort of, I also do sometimes have the odd rant about things. I do, sometimes people get in the crossfire because they get involved where they don't belong sort of thing as well. I don't think his parents are like sitting on Facebook, like trolling it, commenting on statuses and stuff. Probably. It's more just a gesture. Like, his dad, my friend's dad, doesn't even have a profile picture. Oh, it's wow. One of those Facebooks, yeah, right? Yeah. So it's barely even a Facebook profile. So I'm like, well, I guess I'll add it. But yeah, it's interesting sort of thinking about the parents and what they're like and stuff. And I think there are some that I would be okay to add and some that I'd probably think, oh, I don't know if I should.
Now, you also mentioned during the music that you were a little worried about the idea of getting the well-known thing that a lot of older people on Facebook do, where you make a status update and you get the message from them. Hi, Luke. Hope you're doing well.
How are the dogs?
How the give our loves to Matt.
Yeah.
Like, thanks. That kind of, like, not getting how social media
the
really
way some people
works.
Use social media the wrong way. Well, it's the wrong way, but no, it is the wrong way.
That's the wrong way. It's the wrong way.
But at the same time, though, funny story with my friend's mum is one time when I first was very early in our friendship, we all went to dinner and, like, he brought his mum along. She was in town, so, like, she came along. And we were all sitting at this restaurant and it was me and my friend and his partner. And the mum was sitting there and she's just stopped in the middle of dinner. And she's like, so can I ask you guys something? And we're like, yeah, sure, no worries. What's up? And she goes about her son. She goes, are you the sub or the dom?
Oh.
yikes.
And we all just went, well, sub. Like, we were just like 100%. And we all just like cackled. We were like, I can't believe that you asked that question at dinner. It was such like a random thing to come out. And we just, to this day, we're like, so are you the sub or the dom? Like, it's just this great thing that his mum asked him at dinner in front of his friends. Like, it was just some casual conversation. I so maybe those. Maybe it's fine to have her on Facebook and possibly have inappropriate things come up.
Sounds like she's learning. She needs, she's
this is a long time ago,
educating
so
herself.
Think, yeah. This is a while ago. So I think now she used to be like, you know, we'd go to the Laird and she'd be like, so what happens at the Laird? Like, she, and we're like, most of the time, lots. Nothing. But every now and then, something. Like, you know, and it's just, it's one of those things, right? You sort of, well, it's pretty look, low key.
If she's keyed up on sub and dom, I don't think there's anything that you specifically post that's going to throw her for a curveball.
I certainly don't post anything like ridiculously untoward. Like, I don't post
except
anything gross.
Except all those whole pics.
Whole pics? Cam, I'm a top.
Sure you are, sweetheart.
But yeah, I don't post anything gross. I mean, I see people on Facebook who get banned for like putting shots with like really visible VPL, visible penis line.
Yep.
Yeah, things like that or like sharing, you know, a picture of over and over sharing pictures of Hopper from Stranger Things because he has a hot dad bod and stuff like that. Like really gross, thirsty stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I don't post anything like that. I really don't. Like, the most I did was like, there was a pic of me at a party recently I put on my Instagram.
Yes.
It's just not, and even then, it's like, that's not really gross. This is me with a shirt off.
Yeah.
I hope it's not gross. You might have thought it was gross. You're like, ew, sister. But yeah, apart from that, nothing too bad that I post on there.
No.
So maybe I should just add them back.
Nothing too raunchy.
Yeah. I'll just accept them into my social media life and then see what happens.
Add the numbers.
Add what?
Get that friend count up.
I haven't. My
That's
friend
all
count
that matters.
Is stupid already.
Oh.
I don't need more friends.
Oh, so many friends.
I already have such a following on social media that I just.
Oh, look out.
Look, I'm going to get paid to promote some products.
He's an influencer now, sis.
Hashtag influencer.
I'm going to cancel you.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.